Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For some weeks now on Fridays, we've been on the subject called Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. In the beginning, we saw this last week when God created the fowl and the creatures of the ocean and all that. The Bible said He blessed them by saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth. And He made Adam and Eve, and He said the same thing over them, same thing over human beings. Be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, when God says be, He's creating. He's releasing power. The be is the way the blessing is released. Hallelujah. And when the Lord releases these things, they keep going. They don't just fade out and stop. We still have light. We still have gravity. And that blessing is still in the earth. If you don't believe it, how'd we go from 2 to 7.5 billion? Be what? Fruitful? And what?
Multiply
and fill up the earth. That's what happened with all the animals and all the plants and everything else. Well, the Bible calls the blessing God spoke to Abraham, here it called it the gospel. And He goes on to say, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. The law was not of grace and faith. It was, you did it, and so you deserved to be. But with us, and mankind did not rise up to that. They came short of that. But with us, we are qualified by what Jesus has done for us, by grace, and we receive it and profess it by faith. Amen? Which means, now get this everybody, which means you don't deserve it. And you want to get that word out of your vocabulary, talking about yourself and others. This is a big part of what's wrong with our society. Some people call it entitlement, other things that people think just because they're born, they deserve a certain quality of life and a certain this. Somebody said, well, don't they? Why would you? Based on what? Why are you owed something? Because you exist. That's acting like there's no creator, and it's acting like man is the source and fix for all problems. But the truth is, there is a God, there is a creator, He's the provider, and Jesus has already given us all manner of things, all things that pertain to life and godliness, the Bible says. But we didn't deserve any of it. Amen. Y'all with me now? He will do amazing things for you if you'll believe Him and obey Him.
Amen.
But don't start saying you deserve it. Or you'll fail of the grace of God. Because if you deserve it, it can't be grace. Grace means you don't deserve it. but you can still enjoy it.
Yes.
Yes. Right? Amen. I mean, the only way you can be born again, whether you say the exact words or not, is that you acknowledge you don't deserve to be saved. You haven't earned righteousness and salvation. You need a Savior. Yes. Come on, can you see this? Yes. If you think you're righteous enough in who you are and what you've done to be saved by just who and what you are and how you've lived, you are lost. You are not saved. You have to acknowledge, I couldn't do it. I couldn't attain the holiness of God and the righteousness of God in my efforts. I couldn't save myself from the curse and from my sin. I need a Savior. I didn't earn it. I didn't merit it. I didn't deserve it. But Jesus came anyway, and He bought me, and He gave it to me. And so if He thought enough to do that, I'm going to receive it.
Yes.
Is that right? I'm going to receive it.
Yes.
I'm going to believe it. I'm going to receive it. And I'm going to enjoy it.
Amen.
But I don't deserve it.
Amen.
Help your neighbor out. Look at him and say, I don't deserve it. But I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. Anyway, that's what grace is all about. You're enjoying something you didn't deserve. You didn't earn. Verse 13. Oh, some of the greatest words you'll ever hear. Christ, the Anointed One, has, not in the process of, not going to one day, hath, we'd say has, redeemed us. A lot of people stop right there, but don't stop right there. What you've been redeemed from? From the curse of the law. Now, if you don't know what the curse of the law is, you don't know what you've been redeemed from. And you don't know what to resist and stand against. Just because something's in your life, a bad thing, that does not mean it's God's will for it to be there. The devil's an outlaw. He's criminal of the criminals. He's a thief. Is that right? He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's a destroyer. He will do anything he can get away with. And in order to be safe and protected, you have to stand up against his assaults. Didn't the Bible say, give the devil no place, neither give place to the devil? And then it said also, resist the devil. Well, why would you have to resist him? Because even though you're redeemed, and legally, spiritually, deserve no curse.
Right.
Did you hear that or not?
Yeah.
If you are righteous, you deserve no curse.
That's right.
We received righteousness just like somebody who had perfectly kept the law.
Glory to God.
Which means because of what Jesus has done, we should not be cursed.
That's right.
We should be blessed. And we are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so we should be fully persuaded that the curse has no right in my life.
Amen.
Now there's a lot of stuff showing up all over the place. That doesn't mean it has a right to be there.
That's right.
And so what are we going to do? We're going to resist anything that looks, smells, or sounds, or feels like a curse of the law. So we better familiarize ourselves with what that is, so that anytime any of the curse of the law tries to show up, we shut it down. We say, no, you don't. Not in my life. Yeah, but you've messed up and you've done this and you've done that. That has nothing to do with it. I'm washed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been made righteous, which means I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Oh, somebody say, I've been redeemed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, because it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And he did that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. on me,
through
Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Two big things here. The curse has no place and no right in my life now. And not that I've earned it, but I've been made righteous to receive the blessing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because of what Jesus did, not because of what I did. No curse and all the blessing. That's the best deal you ever heard in your life. Is that right? And it's because Jesus, who deserved no curse, took our place and became a curse, hung on the tree, the cross, as the worst criminal. And judgment fell on him there. He didn't deserve the curse. He didn't deserve the punishment. He didn't deserve the judgment, just like we didn't deserve the blessing. But he took it. Did he take it or not? He took it. So what does that mean? We get the blessing. We get it. Even though we didn't deserve it, we still get it. He didn't deserve the curse. But he took it anyway. Go with me back to Leviticus, please. The 26th chapter. Now, this is one of the first places that you usually, when we talk about the blessing and curse of the law, you think about Deuteronomy 28. And that is probably the most detailed. But you find it first in Leviticus. And so let's take a look at that right now. Leviticus chapter 26. Are you glad to be redeemed?
Yes.
And blessed. Hallelujah. Leviticus 26. Go ahead and turn back there in your Bible. And again, if you know, that's why we said if you didn't bring a Bible, to put your hand up, because you want to make sure you get these verses so that you don't forget them. You take them with you out of the service here. They become yours. In Leviticus 26, look in verse 1. He said, "You shall make to you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear up any standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God." You know, this is still true today. You should not pray in front of pictures, even so-called pictures of Jesus. Did y'all hear me? Are any statues of Mary? Are y'all with me? Or any kind of thing? The Lord forbid it. He forbid it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me